Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com and all those other great places you get your podcasts. We got a lot to talk about again. Positive things. We got Star Trek, Strange New World. We have
Wednesday.
The best of them all.
Wednesday to make the W.
Making a W for the win. Peacemaker comes back. Again, we're going to kind of push off Twisted Metal till someone other than me has watched it. Anyways,
I'll ride the coattails of saying, yeah, it's easing the pain of Resident Alien Departure.
It is.
For me, and we don't have to start with it. I'm just staying on that comment. Wednesday has been very rich. I've been very happy with the production. I've been
overly happy with Star Trek Strange New World.
That's almost a default now.
This episode was one of the best.
I was getting ready for you to poo him. Shields were up. We were on yellow alert. This is one of the best. When the Clue episode, I was like, right, I know Phil's all that. That's his deal. All in.
Yeah.
And then I'm waiting for at least for more to go. Oh, that was special. That was cool. I love how they did Kirk. And it was like, man, I don't need to do it.
He's not smart enough to enjoy an intellectual episode. That's the problem with Warren.
That one had been done so many times, it wasn't worth it. But anyway, this episode was very good. It's the first time I've seen a documentary approach. And are we frozen?
No, just Fernando. So keep going.
This is the first time I've seen a documentary approach to Star Trek. And I enjoyed it. I mean, I really did. And it kept a little bit of a military theme. They said, well, we can't talk about that because it's classified. Why would I talk about killing people? All that kind of stuff. I mean, it was just well done. It was well done.
I liked it. I kind of got into the documentary thing. I kind of hate the guy doing the documentary because he wasn't doing, like, he does what people do as documentaries nowadays. And I hate that. Right. Like, one of the things. All right. Sorry. We had a little interruption there.
Technical difficulties.
The one thing I hate, I used to like when documentaries were extra documentaries where they came out and they just tell you about stuff like ones on animals and stuff like that. You know, he was trying to
animals.
The guy, another thing.
I like animals
and vampires, right? The one on vampires and didn't show me a sign, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. The whole darkness, man. That was nothing. That was it.
In the shadows was
What we do in the shadows, darkness.
It was a documentary. The whole
that time. Was a straight up but,
like,
office.
The fact
yeah.
that the documentary guy came in, like, trying to make them guilty of, like, war crimes and, you know,
came in with his own bias.
They dropped the colonialism terms.
Hate that character. Before, I was like, oh, maybe he'll get a little jiggy with a her. Now I'm hoping, like, a space ghost eats him.
Oh, yeah. Horror gave him the eye and just walked off. That was a very specific example,
Phil. It seems like you've thought about it for a little bit.
I might have been thinking about it for a little bit.
Hey, I would admit, I would like to see a Space Ghost remake in live, a live-action Space Ghost.
Oh, I was thinking I'd more like to see a horror.
You know, but you know why? You know why he'd love it? Because there's a space monkey involved.
That is true. Space Ghost did have that purple
monkey. I had forgotten all about the monkey.
Was that Greek too? Probably.
That's the only reason.
They have taken so many risks with this show in, what, two seasons now?
At least half a dozen, I'd say. They're in six episodes.
And it came off well.
Well, what was your opinion? I went during that little glitch. Did you actually say down, sideways?
I liked it. Who knows what's wrong?
It's one of my favorites.
Wow. It hit the top five, three list.
Definitely top three.
My quick take is.
Wait. Time out.
All right.
Can I say one thing? Warren's like, it's definitely in my top five. If you've ever listened to this show or ever gone
top
back,
five of three.
You'll understand that means nothing. Warren's like, hey, let's do a top 10 list. He's like, well, I have 11
honorable
mentions.
Yeah, honorable mentions are honorable mentions.
Yeah, no.
We're all
Go
kind
ahead,
of worried.
Fernando.
I was
I
just
just
going to
wanted to
say
bring that up to
that,
the listeners.
as you should, it reminded me as a callback to MASH, where they did very similar size style, where they
Yeah.
had a documentary where they'd walk around and go to each character and get their take, whatever. Which, going back, it's kind of similar. It's like, it's okay. I didn't. So for me, this episode was a little more than meh. It was entertaining. I liked the whole whatever that nebula butterfly giant size. The concept of it was cool. And then what I'm enjoying overall about
It wasn't
this.
Mothra.
Yes,
His
it was,
Mothra's.
Phil.
Damn it!
Because I'm
I
going
was
to alien
expecting. I was
cousin.
expecting to see Godzilla next week.
Rah.
Like they just busted out Mothra. Here's
They're.
a little Chinese girl singing to him.
I thought it was two of them, the two sisters.
Oh yeah, that's what it was
Oh,
to
the
him.
twins. That's right, the twins.
So what I'm really digging about the show overall is, and again, I don't mean to put the political thorns out there. They don't go wokey woke. They just tell a story, and sometimes the story's ugly. So it was a little bit dark where they go, well, the mother, because Star Trek has this sense of hope, and we can find some way to get out of it. She had been so, I forgot the exact, the storyline of it, but she had been so
Genetically
indoctrinated.
engineered.
Yeah. And it was too late. The doctor's like, there's nothing we can do at this point. And then she wants to save her, but I'm worried about your my children. And Pike, man, he just went for it's like, that's a promise. It won't happen to them. And then she goes and commits suicide. Wow. And that's like a second or third subplot to the whole story. But I enjoy that. She just there was no, Kirk end around Indiana Jones moment. This is just going to be the way it's going to be. And so I thought it was kind of dark. I wasn't sure.
Well,
Oh shoot, she's actually going to fly into the sun or the star, and that's it. And then the other, but you understand the other side, the whatever. She was like, no, don't do that. We need this as a weapon. I don't, I could care less if he's like, it's a sentient being. You can't. We don't do that. And they're
we're
like,
going to lose
oh,
without
but
this.
yeah, so. That's kind of the fog of war, that the collateral damage is like, I'm not saying I'm advocating for it, but it's like a real in the space we're talking about, real conflict. So that was my take on that. Otherwise, I'm not big on the documentary sort of thing. Just tell the story. I thought if they didn't do that and they just told the story straight up, I would enjoy it more. That's my take.
But your take is wrong. The
You're
documentary
just
is what made
mad.
that
You
story
have.
right.
You're just mad the episode.
I said
Yes,
Med
you did.
Plus, not Med, but Med Plus. Because
Don't
I
know.
thought I was excited about certain aspects. I laid out my case. It's all out there. It wasn't like just straight
Not
up.
sure I agree. I'm not sure I think
I
you're
don't have to
right.
agree.
We should have just left him out.
Yeah,
When he
it was much better when you
technical
froze. It
difficulties,
was a much
should just
better show
whittle
when you froze during Star Trek.
him.
All right. Let's see if you can redeem yourself during Wednesday.
Oh, I got so much with Wednesday, man. I'd
All right,
love.
we're going to talk about
Go
episode
for it.
three and four. We did.
I have one thing I want to say about Wednesday that ties into Star Trek a little bit. Edna, they did a close up of her for one of the scenes. I think it was in episode three. She looks like a younger Nurse Chapel.
Who is
I wonder if
she?
they're related. I didn't look it up to see if they were or not, but I was very surprised at how close they look during the show. And from that point on, every time I see her, I said, yeah, they could be sisters. But that's just my take. Anyway,
That's a
Wednesday.
terrible take. He
Hey.
froze
Yeah,
up again.
okay. Yes, he did. Anyway, so first four episodes. I think this is a good murder mystery wrapped up into the Addams Family. I mean, the story is good. The
And
murder
that's what the
mystery is
first
good.
season
Yeah,
was too,
yeah. And
right? It was
they've
murder
carried it over.
mystery with superpowers, not necessarily a murder mystery about superpowers or
Yes.
superpowers with a murder mystery.
Yeah, they carried it over, and they've continued a very high level story. It's just good.
I have one friend who's convinced that Lurch is behind the Raven with the weird eye.
Ooh, that's an interesting take.
Because he has the weird eye now too. Right?
Not
I
a
hadn't
big fan
noticed
on it.
that. I hadn't noticed that, but yeah, I think he does.
You mean he might have been zombie taken over or something?
Yeah, something like
Mine,
he got taken over or
yeah.
something.
I'm not the biggest fan of his. Like him and the brother, They're just sort of like maybe because the
The
other
professor?
characters are no. The brother.
Oh, Pugsley. Pugsley.
Pugsley. Yeah, maybe because the other characters are so stellar and Wednesday is just out, freaking Jenna is
And
out of this
then
world.
it is her
Somebody,
show.
I understand, but they're shut up, Warren. There's so many other shows where like the third, fifth tier character. Look at okay, I'm gonna Resident Alien your
Already,
ASS.
you're just pooping on Warren. I support it. Go.
Yeah. In Resident Alien, we had third, fourth, the nurse, so many other fifth tier characters that were slamming out of the park. And your argument is, well, Wednesday, because she's the star. Well, yeah, Harry's the star, but how many other characters like lit up the screen? So what I'm saying in this sense is that Wednesday, yeah, she's spectacular, but these other second, fourth tier characters, a couple of them, the ones I just mentioned, are kind of bringing it down a little
Yeah,
bit.
I like.
Pugsley, I'll let Pugsley in just because he's a good. There's a better try. I can't think of the coinage right now, but he's like the good butt of the jokes. He's gotten burned a couple times. Like, oh, that was pretty good.
Somebody also sent me a video where they thought Thing's hand was from the kid that the zombie, Flurch or whatever his name is. Because
What?
he's missing that hand.
Oh, that's a stretch.
Yeah, that's a
That's
stretch.
a
Here, here's
stretch.
what I'm going to say. I kind of agree. I really
Which
don't
part?
like the Gomez A Adams character.
I'm
Morticia's
okay.
okay, but
She's
Gomez
oh.
Adams in the TV show was always a powerful, strong-willed guy, and this one he's kind of a pushover, and I don't like that.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I can go with that.
I love the Uncle Fester character.
All
He's
day. Yes, he's
all day. He's
and the
funny.
actor is pulling him off great.
Yeah. The Wednesday Enid.
Well,
Even
the three
the
girls.
go yeah the redhead girl, which you know she's just evil.
I checked Enid and Jenna, like are in their early 20s. The redhead is she's legit like 16. I was wondering, is it me or do they augment her eyes just
I
to look
think
more
they augment
anime?
her
They
eyes
had
just
to. They
because
had
it's just
to.
like they're like Anne Hathaway eye size or something.
Yeah,
Go
or
ahead, Phil. Sorry.
yeah. I think they did like that girl in Fallout.
Did they do
Yeah,
that?
so
Did they
I think they
CGI
did.
her?
I think they
Okay.
did.
All
Because her
right.
eyes
We'll
are way too
continue.
big
Because
for
I do.
her.
I'm scratching at the coffin here. I got like a couple things I want to say, but please
But
go.
I in general, the second two episodes, the camping one was kind of unique.
Yeah. And fun. It was fun.
And fun, and then going and her like finding going and seeing I can't think what they're called, the hide and stuff like that. So
At the at Arkham Asylum.
it
Their
yeah
version.
is the girl they found her aunt, is that
I
what her
want that's
name
my
was?
call. That's my
I
call.
think so. I don't it, they didn't say it, but I think it is.
That's
And
Morticia's
Ophelia.
sister. I
Ophelia.
can't
Ophelia.
tell if it's just the aunt or the sheriff's wife. Or is the sheriff's wife and the aunt the same person? See, this is like
Who?
talking about this is like Warren talking about Gleek. You feel so excited about the
Right?
detective aspect, trying to
I
figure
think
it
the
out.
aunt.
See, he didn't listen to my comment. He's just like he's still
He's
going.
ignoring you. He's ignoring
I
you.
think the aunt and the sheriff's wife are the same person, and that was her. That's my opinion.
Okay.
You heard it here
Well,
first.
wouldn't the mother know that her sister married the sheriff?
Maybe not. There could have been
Maybe,
some kind
maybe
of
not.
weird, like, oh, she
We've all done that.
disappeared.
Look, they kind of had a falling out. I haven't spoke to my
Yeah.
sisters in over 5 years, right? Thank you, Jesus. Oh my God, I should celebrate. Might have to end the show early so I can go celebrate that. Put by a billboard. But I mean, you don't talk to people and you don't know what's going on in their life, or you don't care.
Can
It
I do
makes
you
a
my
little
tell?
bit of
Good.
sense because the
It's
high
yeah.
is
I
about the
can't
same
dis.
end as Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't disagree with you.
I
Can't
know, but
agree with you,
right.
but I can't disagree with you at the same time. So that is a possibility.
That's my thoughts. Go ahead, Fernando.
I'm gonna have to go from memory. I had my notes. I think that's why we're having IT issues because that it's just regular freaking Word
There's a
program
thing called
open.
pen and paper that doesn't take any bandwidth.
What
Learn to
is
use it.
pen and paper? I'm not as
I
old as
even
you
had
guys.
I held one up just so you could see what it looks like.
All right,
So
go
here's the
ahead.
deal. What Wednesday brings, and well, that's again. I have. I'm. What's that from Blazing Guns? I'm a plethora of thoughts, and I can't get my words around it. The meeting of these two individuals of Tim Burton and Jenna Ortega. It's a team up of titans. These guys are incredible. The rest of the cast, there's a lot of good stuff, production value, but the fact that Tim Burton wrote and directed this, and then, like you said, at least even with that one camping scene, that's original. That's just straight up clean original cinematically. Just getting the right shots, moving the camera, getting that right 1.8 second moment, 8 second moment of Wednesday just doing that eyebrow, like just it's powerful, right? So,
Mr. Spock eyebrow.
I got more. Or yeah, the people's here.
The people's eyebrow. The most electrifying eyebrow.
I knew I shouldn't have said it out loud. I shouldn't have said it out loud. So, but I had more right hooks of justice moments in the one or two episodes of the 3 and 4 than I did in all of the Superman whatever things and so on and so forth. When to the 2 points when the two camps were like disputing. Like ownership or whatever rental the space, and they're going back and forth, and there's a bit of a stalemate. And then the way they captured it, Wednesday pulls up. That was the FO of the FA. You knew it was down as soon as she showed up. It's on.
Yeah,
she took control of the situation. That was so that moment. That's episode 3, episode 4. When at the very end, when the Hyde was free and running around, and the aunt or whoever she is, and she did it. It was a pure hero move. She's like, "Run! I'll take care of this." She's overmatched. Incredibly, but that was the hero. She was going to sacrifice, and I can't remember the exact word. She's like, "You know, what kind of angel are you?" The arch kind. I was like, "Oh, that was metal, man."
That was that good, yeah.
That was metal. So again, then you flip around where I mentioned, like, I'm not a big fan of Pugsley, but there's that one comment that the redheaded person was like, because he's arguing, "Well, the zombie doesn't like try to eat me, try to eat my brain." Like, "Oh, he's on a low calorie diet." Or something. Yeah. I was like, "Wow, I didn't see that coming."
Meal or something. Yeah,
yeah, empty like calories. That was vicious. And again, he wrote and directed Batman 89 with my man Michael.
Well, I think that Tim Burton. This whole Addams Family thing is a perfect. Oh, fake.
It's the morbid, the horror. So the fact that, where was I going to go with this? She's a hero. She steps up both morally and she gives no, that's what I love about this character. She absolutely gives no F's whatsoever. Just when you think they might want to instill a little sentimentality or like, okay, give them a break. She's like, no.
Can't do it.
Out of my cold dead hands, you won't make one edit to my book. And every aspect. So she gets, and then my final point is, as a hero, she, opposed to like Superman, she gets her ass whooped, but still wins once in a while, but it's not completely winning all the time, and she's undermatched. She let her mother beat her in the duel, little Zorro throwback, and then the Hyde, she put her in a coma. Like, that's awesome. So that's my full take on Wednesday. She's like a legit hero. So I'm in, and played so beautifully, perfectly. Warren, you have no words. What are your words?
My words are, if you haven't watched it yet, you need to get out and watch it. Turn it on and watch it. It's worth your time.
It comes on in a week.
Yeah, and about
when we're talking.
Well, a week and a day from today, right?
Yeah, the final four.
One more show before the second four episodes come out.
Yeah. Any predictions? Because we're kind of wrapping it up.
I'm saying that the mother is, that's my prediction. That's my big prediction. On who the murderer is, I don't know.
Well, didn't they have something either earlier this season or at the end of last season that the Hyde has to have a master?
Or
something happens to them, they die or something. So maybe that's the villain, is whoever's controlling the Hyde, and they haven't, you just got the glimpse of him in episode four.
Well, the spoilery trailer where he's like in the middle of a sewer and like, in a fetal position shaking. So yeah, wondering where they're going to take that. Does he need a master he's like the Hulk essentially. He's like a low grade Hulk. He's like all but unstoppable.
I have a feeling maybe we haven't met the bad guy yet.
I don't think we have.
No, they're, I mean, such a great great storytelling. The tease was it ended up being the redhead, you know, with walking around with a cloak.
I mean,
she's not the bad guy. But she's
Bill would fist pump if that was the case.
That is the truth.
But she's not the main baddie in her own eccentric way. She's trying to prove herself as fangirl.
Something is going on with the schoolmaster and the way he's manipulating the siren, right?
I think that's kind of well done because I'm in that urge. Like, she's good at heart and she feels bad that she manipulated Morticia. But at the same time, she still does it because of family. That's a nice little, nice little dynamic.
But like, there's got to be more to that story.
Sure.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know what the more to that story is right now. But maybe I'll watch the first four.
And I will say I was a little worried at first because they showed the opening scene in the trailer where she's going through the TSA and she's pulling out like, you know, 24 pieces of weaponry. I'm like, it's getting a little corny. I hope that's not like an example.
Yeah, that's been done a lot. So
not even that it's been done. It was just kind of corny compared to like the Hyde killing Christina Ricci. That was pretty dark. Again, they didn't pull. Mm-hmm. That was zero punches pulled. Like, she's not coming back from that. She's like a regular human, right? And that was like five claws right to the gutses. So
the old Wolverine.
Yeah, and again, she's not going to heal. I don't think. And
now you mentioned this headmaster a few minutes ago. I wanted to say something. Steve Buscemi is killing that role. I thought he's
solid.
He's not that far of a stretch.
No, but he looks like he's having fun doing it.
And he doesn't use any makeup to get where he is.
Hey, it saves cost. It saves cost.
Oh, look at Mr. Saves Cost now. And I don't mind Doc Brown being the headless dude, you know.
No, that was kind of fun, I thought.
It's okay. They had to replace characters. And this doesn't have to be the segue, but in so much as they're bringing the past season dynamics and storytelling where, and again, doesn't have to be the segue, in Peacemaker, they're kind of dropping lines. Oh, well, this and that is a reminder of where we were. It just, for me, it falls flat, opposed to this one where it just seems to have more value.
Yeah.
And nuance, right. Nuance observation.
Let's segue into Peacemaker because we're about a third of the way through the show and let's...
Okay. Okay. I just say one statement, then I'll say it for like, meh, and then I'm done. I'll talk later, but meh is my first word.
I was way more excited for the beginning of Peacemaker and was not as excited watching it. I had a couple good laughs. Right. But nothing like the first season.
I was waiting for that opening dance act to like give me a little.
Oh my god, they killed the dance. The new dance is nowhere near as good as
no.
The old dance. Not
I had more
close.
Fun.
Oh, that's too bad.
I listened to like Starship by itself from the last episode of Resident Alien. Just the music. I was starting to do the Harry with the
two. Right. Like I wanted to dance. I wanted to be like out there doing it.
Yeah, this
I'm
one
like,
nothing.
Yeah,
this
one, I'm nothing. Oh yeah. I wasn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you got to remember the first season, the first episode or two.
Ooh, I can't.
Was kind of slow.
Was it?
Yeah, because they were introducing all the characters, and you know the father. And it's when the father was being an asshole, because that's his whole character was being an asshole. So,
yeah, I'm not liking the new father character.
Terminator 2 X21,000 model.
That's the same guy.
Yeah.
No, it's not
what,
the
what
same
mean?
Guy. It's
what?
The same person, but it's not the same character.
Actor, we're saying.
Oh.
I'm not same saying actor. It's not the same actor. I'm saying his
demeanor.
His role is different.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Again, even that, just you're making me recall it. Like, see, I'm looking for something scene by scene, and I'm not getting anything that really hits the
there
radar.
There wasn't anything, like, spectacular.
Even the pretty gun's wife girlfriend, the agent, the blonde.
Hardcore.
I can never say her last name, but that was again nothing. She had a nice fight and then she got her ass handed to her like hard.
Yeah. And then Peacemaker, like even finding the extra dimensions and kind of putting the clues together, wasn't like wow. It was like
yeah. And actually, we talked about it before the show. I didn't. That's one thing that vexed me. I didn't understand how they had that big naked orgy in the beginning because he took mushrooms or something. I thought he was just, you know, zoning out on drugs. But then, what's his face was able to watch it. It's like, oh, what? I don't understand what
like
happened.
I guess he like called up people and was having like a naked orgy at his house.
Oh, I thought it was
participating, which means what's the point?
I thought it was like he was having a what's it called when you have
no,
the shrooms?
I think it was legit.
Oh, I thought it was the shrooms. Well, because he like did the cocaine and the something, then all of a sudden they showed up. I thought he
now
was
I'm
having
gonna have to watch it
hallucination.
again.
I thought it was a loose, totally thought it was a hallucination till the other guy saw it and was like, oh,
I thought it
okay, so
was
they're not
like he
trapping.
called up the he was feeling bad because of the Justice League, Justice Gang punt. And
I
I
thought it was
thought
a
he
total
called people
hallucination.
because he, the one guy had said, you know, nothing other than the fat guy who was spying on him was like, yeah, nothing other than his normal like orgy. And the guy's like, well, he's been known to have sexually liberal tendencies for that
We
kind
had
of
a guy
thing.
and a girl like half make out with them in the one shot. They're kissing. If that counts. And it's still, you know, because it's a moving target, it looks like. I have my rule. If you're going to show a ding-dong, then there better be boobies or something alongside it. There were so many ding-dongs in that scene, it violated my rule where I take it back. There's just way
too many.
Too many wieners.
Too many.
Yeah.
Too many.
And they're doing full frontal with the women, too. So,
yeah, I mean,
again, I was like, okay,
there was
no.
both, but there was just way too many.
No, too many.
Too many.
You know, well, like what show was that? Where the Doom Patrol, where the very first episode I think was Robot Man as a regular dude, and they showed boobies, right? And he was banging, bazanging. If you remember, I was like, okay, that's fun. But this
well,
was.
It was.
I don't
normally,
understand.
I'm never like
That's the word I'm looking for. Normally,
I'm like, hey, orgy scene, yay! But this time I was like, ooh, that's dirty. Like,
not even dirty. It's just
that
has never
wrong.
Come out of your mouth, I'm sure.
Right? Like, I was like, wrong, no, bad. Right? Like, I can't tell my friends I watched this.
Phil likes the orgy scene with the ding dongs.
No, that's what I was
going to say. You'll get the rep from your friends.
Like, no, that's,
but that's the only thing that kind of stuck out. Out of all the, you know, the entire show, that's the thing that kind of stuck out, and even that's kind of minor.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I don't care about any of the characters at this point. Where pretty much all of them were kind of beloved. Even the, you know, the Orange is Black black lady. I really loved her character and the nerd. And but now it's like, I'm not looking forward to the next episode.
As of right now, hashtag bad guys. Let's kill them all.
My other thought. Actually, this rises to the top. Is it get? I have a different color shade of glasses looking at anything that Gunn puts out now. Before it was all rose colored because of Guardians and you know the Suicide Squad animation. All
and
that
then
stuff
he
was
pooped up
fantastic.
Superman.
He pooped up Superman, and it lingered on into this where they're doing the interview, and they brought the reason. One of the two big reasons I really despise Superman as time goes on more and more is they have the Green Lantern guy and Hawkgirl again. Green Lantern, forgive my language, he's kind of I'll say he's a jerk. He's not likable.
That is that character.
I understand.
That character
I understand.
Has
I'm
always
not,
been that way.
That, and I'm not saying, I'm not disputing that. And then to the other side, you have Hawk Girl. You have Green Lantern, who's a jerk, and you have Hawk Girl, who's carrying the baddie. He's like, oh, I know what you're going to do. You're just going to take me back to get arraigned and go to prison. He's like, do I look like Superman? And then drops him 11,000 feet to his death. Neither of these characters are heroes. These are not heroes. They don't deserve to be in the future Justice League.
Peacemaker's not exactly a hero either.
Oh, no, but he's not. But
I
he's
don't
not,
care how many people I have to kill to get peace.
But no, that's fine. And that's fine for his character. But
that
these
was
two
a great
are,
line, though.
It's always a great line. But these two are hanging with, like, Superman? I don't think so.
Well,
Wonder Woman, Batman?
What I don't like is...
No.
I always felt in the comics, the Green Lantern guy, whatever... was a jerk, but he was a likable jerk.
No,
Hal Jordan.
Likeable.
Hal Jordan was good.
Yeah, like
you didn't like him. You identified.
I probably
with
identified with him. This guy, I don't identify with him. I wish he was on his spaceship traveling around, driving a prostitute around the universe.
Wow. So again, someone has put thought into this.
Anyways. We'll be back next week, talk more Peacemaker, more Star Trek, and we'll probably touch a little bit of Wednesday and maybe some Twisted Metal. Who knows?
Depends on one person.
Depends on one person.